USA News Update. The manhunt in Atlanta, Georgia is over. After a nearly 8-hour search, authorities captured the man accused of opening fire in a Midtown Atlanta medical building yesterday and killing 38-year-old Amy St. Pierre and wounding four others. Pierre was working at the Atlanta-based CDC. The wounded were sent to a nearby Atlanta hospital, three of them arriving in critical condition. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
The suspected gunman is 24-year-old Dion Patterson. Prosecutors have announced three teens accused of killing a 20-year-old woman while throwing large rocks at passing cars in the West Denver, Colorado area have been charged with murder and other crimes. Lance Pry, USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.